Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former vice president and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many states are starting to reopen despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus, but in Ohio, Governor DeWine is extending a stay-at-home order that was otherwise going to expire today. He says there will still be exceptions made when retail businesses do start opening again.
Look, I fully understand everyone's anxious to get moving again, but this is a balance. We are trying to open up as fast as we can, but at the same time, protect the public.
Restrictions are being lifted for many residents in Georgia today as Governor Brian Kemp has allowed the shelter-in-place order to expire. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom is temporarily closing beaches after residents congregated there last weekend. Speaking virtually from Sacramento last evening, Newsom said that some of the images that he saw from the beaches last weekend were absolutely disturbing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Federal officials saying COVID-19 is not man-made, nor is it genetically modified. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence releasing a statement late yesterday saying that the nation's top intelligence officials agree that COVID-19 is simply natural. However, they continue to try to determine if it began because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. Live sports could be making a comeback here in the United States. NASCAR says it's resuming racing on May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. NASCAR and the UFC are the first to announce their return plans after all sports were essentially shut down because of the pandemic. Now, no fans will be allowed to these events. The stock car racing season will feature 7 races among 3 series through the end of May. The Lakers superstar LeBron James is saying, not so fast. to rumors of the NBA canceling the rest of its season. An impassioned LeBron James taking to Twitter yesterday saying nobody should be canceling anything. He says reports of execs and agents not wanting to finish the season are not true, and he adds that he doesn't know anyone who's been saying that. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. John Zemarek is with us now, senior editor of TheStream.org. Always good to have him here with his insight. Doing well and staying healthy, I take it?
Yes, thanks. You too?
And the Beagle, yes, as well. The Beagles are behaving themselves. That's
yeah,
always good.
They love it. They give me 24 hours a day instead of 22 hours a day. So they are weathering the storm.
As long as they stay coronavirus free, because I heard yesterday in the news that a couple of animals have picked this up too. So
yeah,
I mean,
but you know what?
Fine, but
that's what I wanted to know. The animals are going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah, that, yes, that is good news. The animals.
That's all
is
I'm
fine.
Worried about. Yeah, the animals are fine.
Well, speaking of animals, in tongue in cheek, so to speak, Joe Biden. I mean, what is going on here? I mean, this situation with Tara Reid is not going away. And what it's doing in terms of exposing the hashtag Democratic women, I mean, what is it? You know, Hillary Clinton, I mean, a long line of Democrats, I mean, you know, Kirsten Gillibrand, all these Democrats, what's her name out of Hawaii, going, well, you need to shut up and stand down and listen to all women, except when it happens to be a Democrat who says, look it, I've been violated by another Democrat. Oh, no, we don't have to listen all that closely. I guess the hashtag kind of fades ever so gently, huh?
Yeah. But that hashtag should be believe some women.
Yes. Well, you know, only believe the victims that we select, not who you think they are. And even if it's the one, I mean, this is the sad part about it. You know, talk about disposability. These women, you know, whether, you know, you go down this long line, Mary Jo Kopechne, a Democrat, you know, sadly what happened with her, Monica Lewinsky, even Blasey Ford. I mean, they're like useful tools by the Democratic Party. Once they're used, they're cast aside, kicked to the curb, and life goes on.
Yeah, Will Chamberlain, the publisher of Human Events, which is an excellent revived conservative classic publication, he called it Democrat privilege. He said it is literally like a caste system, as you had in Bushido Japan or 17th century France, where the aristocracy get to do one, are bound by one set of rules, and the lower middle class and the poor are bound by different laws. Mm-hmm. Democrats, powerful Democrats, can commit rape and other forms of sexual assault in America. Why don't we just put that in the U.S. code, in like the federal code? You know, make exceptions to the Rape Act to all the rape laws for Democrats. We can make exceptions for criminal, you know, unjust prosecution and harassment to make room for what was done to General Flynn.
Exactly.
We see just how utterly willing the Democrats are to abuse power. They're a mixture of incredibly cynical, ambitious, power-hungry opportunists like Bill Clinton and Joe Biden, and fanatical ideologues who want to destroy the traditional America, break it, smash it up into a broken mosaic so that they can control all the splinter groups that result and use them, you know, to empower the federal government. It's just shocking. I don't want to see Joe Biden lose the nomination over this, though, however. I hope the Democrats don't get smart and use this to throw him over the side, because they must be getting sick of watching and again weak-ended Bidens as people yes. drag his corpse around and try to make his mouth move. I want to run against that. I don't yes. want to have to run against some better candidate. So as far as I'm concerned, I wish Tara Reid all the best, but I'm not going to help promote her story until the day after the Democratic convention, in whatever form they hold it, maybe by Ouija board. But once they're actually saddled with this guy, then and only then do I want to start examining this. Let's do to them what they did to us with Roy Moore.
Exactly. No, this is a disaster here. But again, I'm thinking in terms of Tara Reid and the other women, regardless, Democrats or Republicans, but particularly these women that have been tools of the Democratic Party.
Well,
and
I mean, to minimize what happened to them.
No.
I don't want the Democrats to benefit from this, because yes. the Democrats did this. The Democrats are the ones who ignored Tara Reid over and over again. They're the ones who ignored Juanita Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
And
Paula Jones.
And who tried to destroy my friend Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh based on nothing, on sheer political opportunism. Mm-hmm. So I think what this shows us is just what a criminal organization the Democratic Party has become. It's not a mainstream patriotic political party. It's more like a mafia syndicate. And they'll do anything they have to get power. Snitches get stitches, if you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So we can't let these people win in November. Look what they're doing in Michigan. Look what they're doing in New York. Andrew Cuomo had locked down the whole state in the name of protecting the vulnerable, like his mama, Matilda. He called it the Matilda Law, the Matilda Act. Hmm. Meanwhile, the same guy who wants to protect the vulnerable and says, if we save just one life, I have an article at stream.org. Why is Andrew Cuomo killing patients in nursing homes? He has blood on his hands. As far as I'm concerned, he's a murderer. He is forcing nursing homes to take patients with the COVID, with the Wuhan flu, to take them in. In other words, the weakest, the sickest, the most vulnerable people are the people in nursing homes, and he is willfully exposing them to the virus, which will kill them.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, Andrew Cuomo should have his citizenship revoked and should be in prison. I regard him the same way I regard Osama bin Laden, except Osama bin Laden wasn't an American and was not a public servant. What possible excuse is there for taking people's mothers and grandmothers, whom they entrusted to these nursing homes where they're supposed to be safe, and sticking virus patients in there instead of putting them on the USS Comfort, which is sitting empty in the Hudson River?
Exactly. Go figure.
What is the justification? How dare the Democrats accuse Donald Trump of killing people when some idiot drinks fish tank cleaner? Andrew Cuomo is killing people. If he were walking around sticking pillows over old people's faces, it would be absolutely no different. Mm-hmm. Andrew Cuomo is a murderer. Please spread the word. Every press conference, reporters should be asking him about this. Old elderly activists like the Grey Panthers. They ought to be picketing his home. You can't wear a fur in New York without having blood thrown on you. Well, guess what? This guy is murdering Korean War veterans.
Exactly.
In those nursing homes.
And, John, the thing is, the mainstream media isn't even talking about his lack of preparation, the malfeasance that took place, how he redirected money that was designed and directed, federal money, other people's money, that was given to him to fortify the health services and the infrastructure of New York's, you know, of New York, of the state of New York, and he misspent the money. And,
that's right.
You know, and everybody just kind of shrugs over this.
Solar panels or
exactly. Yeah, windmills and other green energy, you know, investment and ideas that he had at the expense of the people of today. And he, and of course, nobody's calling him on it. And so now he's the poster child and the possible replacement nominee for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I tell you what.
Wait a minute. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. John Zemarek after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. It's always great to have you along with us. More from Dr. John Zemerica is with us. John, I want you to pick it up from where we left off in terms of, you know, here we have Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo is murdering old people by sticking virus patients into nursing homes for no reason. There's absolutely no reason. He's offered no rationalization or justification for that policy.
Exactly.
There's no excuse for it. He might as well be walking around like one of those angel of death nurses, you know, who decided to commit euthanasia. Maybe this is part of his anti-life agenda. I mean, this man lit up the Empire State Building in pink to celebrate the legalization of infanticide in New York. Mm. He said that pro-lifers, Orthodox Christians, and gun owners have no place in the state. Now, he seems to be practicing euthanasia of the elderly. I guess the Matilda Act, what it really said was, an old person, vulnerable person, will be protected if her name is Matilda Cuomo, but no one else.
Exactly. You're all disposable.
More of that Democrat privilege. His mother has to be protected in multi-million-dollar homes, but, you know, these veterans and blue-collar people who built New York City, let them die in the nursing homes. For what reason? He has not offered a justification. Imagine if Donald Trump were exposing old, vulnerable people to the virus on purpose. I wouldn't be supporting him. I'd be screaming for his head.
Exactly. And I'm right with you. John, I'm looking for, you know, some migration out of these blue states with their draconian executive orders that they've placed upon the people. Watch what happens in the near future, how people are packing up their bags and saying, enough of this. I've had it with the Cuomos. I've had it with
De Blasio
and Whitmer and all this other stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's endless. But it goes back to what you were talking about earlier. And Lindsey Graham spelled it out very passionately during the Kavanaugh hearings, as you'll recall, in indicting the Democrats for their lust for power. And this is exactly what continues to be played out. And America's got to quit, you know, taking notes or ignoring what's happening. See it for what it is, call it for what it is, and stop voting for more of the same, and then complaining that we've got these idiots trying to control our lives.
That's right. That's right. Either move out of the state or vote these people out of office. Look at Virginia. I mean, that wonderful state that's just been colonized by federal employees in one little corner of the state, and they're imposing this leftist tyranny on the entire state. I feel so bad for them.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I worry that Texas will be next if immigration just continues to reign unchecked. This election upcoming in November 2020, it may be the last free election we ever really have, or the last election where any conservative pro-life cause has any hope at all, because if the Democrats win, they will open the borders, they will get rid of voter ID, and anyone who can sneak into the country can show up and vote in Spanish or in Aztec in some native ballot they produce, vote for governor and president and legislatures, and just basically, we who grew up here and helped and built this country, we're just going to be cash cows for anyone who's able to get across the border and then go on public assistance, because there'll be reliable Democrat votes, and that's all they care about.
Exactly. And if you think not, take a look at California. California is the future of America if it goes unchecked. They're ballot harvesting. They've already printed up the ballots for mail-in ballots right now, John. I don't know if you're aware of that.
It
is absolutely endless what Gavin Newsom is doing in obliterating our Bill of Rights and our constitutional rights.
Yeah, well, this may be our last chance to fight back.
Well, I sadly, And fearfully, I agree, because it doesn't look good. And America, and again, I think this is the opportunity possibly that can be drawn out of the coronavirus effect, John, is that the people are taking notes. They've had enough of this, and they are going to take a stand and stand for their constitutional rights once and for all and vote these idiots out of office, get people in there. But this is going to take some time. It's like waking up one day and going, wow, where did that 50 pounds come from? It's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to be a process, and it starts at the local level. We have got to take over these local operations, particularly, you know, the sheriff departments and the sheriffs of our local communities, because they are the sheriffs.
They're
the front line for our constitutional rights, even though we've had some sheriffs come up with some pretty weird, you know, weird concepts. But, you know,
we've
what happens?
We've also had good ones refusing to enforce unconstitutional laws.
Well, and look what happened with Arpaio for doing that, you know, but you know, the pressure's on, but it doesn't matter. We just have to keep on standing on what we believe in. We, you know, as I was saying with somebody else, Dan Crenshaw's new book, The Congressman, he talks about having a plan A, never a plan B. He says, once you go to plan B, plan A is forsaken. And plan A for we the people is the Constitution. There cannot be any other alternative. If we go to plan B, plan A is dead. Our Constitution is dead. And
plan
everything
B
that we
is civil
for.
War.
Exactly.
Plan B is civil war.
No.
But we can't. We can never let them have plan C, which is to remake America like Belgium or the Netherlands without constitutional rights. I've got another piece at stream.org I hope people will look at called Shouting for Censorship in a Burning Theater.
Yes, I saw that. Yes, go ahead.
I'm talking about how YouTube is banning videos by doctors that disagree with the World Health Organization. They explicitly said, the CEO of YouTube said, if you disagree with the World Health Organization on coronavirus, we will ban your video. Now, that would mean that if the World Health Organization was lying about this virus in January, saying it was not contagious, it was lying saying that we shouldn't do a travel ban, it wouldn't be helpful, and it was lying about the usefulness of face masks.
Exactly.
How scary is it that Google, the information monopoly in this country, is going to take orders from the World Health Organization, which is controlled by communist China?
Yeah,
it's a terrifying prospect.
Yeah, what's wrong with this picture and these doctors, what they pointed out? Even Elon Musk, other reasonable people, and I don't necessarily agree with Elon Musk on everything, but he even had to admit that they made some good points. But what was shocking, like you said, is that Google, YouTube would say, nope, it's out of here because it does not align with the WHO, and that is our policy. If it doesn't align with the WHO. Yes, go ahead.
We need to break up Google, break up Facebook, break up Amazon. All these monopolies that have grown up in the last 20 years are extremely dangerous to our freedom, especially where they control the supply of information, or soon Amazon will control large parts of the food supply because stores are closing.
Exactly.
Imagine one company controls what books you get, whether you get toilet paper, whether you get your pharmaceuticals. It's absolutely terrifying. We need to break them up the way they broke up the old phone company.
Exactly.
The phone company, they broke it into 50 pieces. Now, these companies are far worse. The phone company didn't listen in on your call and hang up on you and suspend your phone service if they didn't like what you had to say. That is what these social media companies are doing. That's what Google is doing. And Donald Trump needs to break them up into 50 or more pieces so they can't do any harm to the freedom of the American people.
And Donald Trump needs our support, like on all things that are America. We've got to get behind this president, because if not Donald Trump, then who? And we're so right now in an advantage in having him in the White House, and we need to take full advantage of this because time is running out. There needs to be a sense of urgency. John, one final thing. We got about a minute and a half left here. Another column that you wrote that is rather provocative and insightful, and that was the coronavirus Red China's Pearl Harbor attack?
Yeah, I mean, we now know it probably came from a bioweapons lab, from biological research, that it was engineered to be more deadly. We think it escaped accidentally, but here's the deadly moment. They knew it was contagious. They locked down travel from Wuhan province to the rest of China. You couldn't leave Wuhan province to go to the rest of China. But they let thousands of people fly to the four corners of the earth from Wuhan's international airport. What is that but biological warfare?
Right. To level the economic playing field, because they were going to take the big hit themselves, and they said, no, we're going to mitigate it over the rest of the universe, and that's what they did. Thank you very much.
That's right. Each one of those patients flew out like a Japanese Zero going after Pearl Harbor, and that's how we have to see it. And we need revenge against China. Revenge. A vengeance. We must make China pay for this.
Exactly. Well, he is the senior editor of Stream.org. That's where you go to be in the flow of the know. Dr. John Zamarica. John, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veteran's Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost out. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
I'll tell you, with this COVID-19, I think we're all looking for bodyguards, for whatever it is. Even when it comes to, you know, your car, believe it or not, and you can call him Al, but we like to call him Carl Brower because that's his name. He's the executive publisher at KBB.com. Hey, Carl, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, great to be on with you.
Well, by now, if you own a car, you're probably already wiped it down to avoid COVID-19 exposure more than once. But, hey, are you doing it the right way? Do you really know the best practices to help reduce the spread of COVID-19 in your vehicle? And what if, due to sudden financial difficulties, you can't make your next car payment? So what are your options? Well, this is why Carl is here, because he's got ideas to share with us. Carl, let's start. How can, you know, we help keep our cars COVID-19 free?
Sure. It's something a lot of people are thinking about, obviously, and it works really well to use a 60% or better alcohol mix in a solution like isopropyl alcohol being a great example, mm-hmm. and just wipe down those common areas, steering wheel, shifter, center controls, door handles. Those are things most people can think of. Something they often forget is the seatbelt, you know, because you just put it on once and you forget about it, but you are touching it and it's touching you the whole time. So wipe down that seatbelt as well.
And the isopropyl and all these other, you know, things that we're talking about do no damage to the car, right? I mean, it's just going to take care of the virus. That's it. Did I lose you, Carl? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, Carl.
Sounds like you lost you there for a second.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second. Now we're connected again. So I say that, you know, the wiping down, the ingredients we're using, that's not doing any damage to the leather or the fabric or anything like that, right? It's all topical.
Now, if you're using something like isopropyl alcohol, you don't want to use bleach or hydrogen peroxide. There are people who've been talking about that, and that will kill the virus. It'll also kill your interior, so don't do that.
Right, exactly. So take your notes on that. What about continuing to get our cars serviced or repaired? What should we be mindful of?
I'm sorry, you broke up there a little bit. You're saying deferred payment?
No. What I was talking about is that in the event that we're getting our car serviced or repaired, I know that there's, you know, sure. Some of the states now, we've got 30 states that have modified, opening, you know, advisements that are taking place across the country today. But what happens in those states where we can go get our car serviced or repaired? How do we do this?
Well, the good thing is that car service is considered an essential service. So most states should allow you to get your vehicle serviced either at a dealership or an independent service facility. And a lot of times they'll even come pick the car up and drop it off it from franchise dealers for free. And, of course, they'll clean the car and they'll put it through a kind of a cleansing process when they bring it back to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so now the question that you thought I asked earlier, you're being a little prescient on me, Carl Brower, is for those that find themselves unable to make payments or at the end of a lease term, what options do they have?
Well, the good thing is that the financial situation that everyone knows is going on, including the financial institution. So they are being very flexible, and they're working with a lot of the people who are making car payments or lease payments. Now, you don't want to just assume everything's fine if you miss a payment, but if you can contact them ahead of time before the payment's missed, tell them your situation and talk to them. Not everyone, I'm not going to guarantee all of them, but a wide variety, most of the financial institutions out there are offering some level of deferment, no hits to your credit rating, no penalties or fees involved. They'll let you kind of take a break on your payments for anywhere from 1 to 2, 3 months.
That's great. I was just going to ask you about the impact potentially on our credit, but that's something you need to make sure as you agree to make any kind of adjustment in your payment that this is all part and parcel of the agreement, right?
Exactly. That's why you want to talk to them. So you're not just, you know, assuming that everyone's being allowed to miss some payments and all, which there is a widespread use of that, but talk to your financial institution and ask that question. That's very important.
Well, Carl, cars are sitting idly, which, you know, we know is not necessarily a good thing. You know, you got to get the fluids running, you know, and moving through the car. So what kind of problems are people going to run into when they go to start using their car again? Because right now it's been spending so much time at home or in the garage and not on the road.
Precisely. And, you know, modern cars, especially, they've got a recent new battery. They can sit for 2+ weeks, and it's not really that big a deal. Mm-hmm. But if it's going to be longer than that, and we all know how long a lot of us have been locked down, you're smart to put the vehicle on a battery charger, some kind of trickle charger over time. And if it's going to be more than a month, you should almost really put some fuel stabilizer in the fuel tank as well, just to keep the fuel from deteriorating. If you don't have a trickle charger, you can start the car every 1 to 2 weeks, and don't just start it and turn it off because you've just drained the battery even more. Start it and drive it for at least 15, 20 minutes so that you can recharge the battery both from sitting and from starting at that one time. But if you do that, maybe put the fuel stabilizer in. If you're not going to empty that tank for a month or more, which you might not, you should be okay.
Exactly. Is it even possible to buy a car right now? And if so, what's the best way to go about that?
you can buy cars. A lot of the states were allowing cars to be bought. There was a shutdown. When they first did the shutdown, a lot of sales couldn't happen. Now they can. And in a lot of states, they're actually completely open for sales, but you may not want to go to the dealership, or the dealership may not necessarily have people coming in physically. You can do it almost all online. It's really quite amazing. You can have the car brought to you for a test drive and picked up and dropped off for free. You can have the car brought to you when your final delivery is happening. You can do virtual walk-arounds where you talk to them with like a FaceTime call, and you're telling the salesman where to look in the car specifically if you want to see details. And the deal can be processed almost entirely online, too. Kelley Blue Book has an Accelerate program. It's a digital car buying process working with partner dealers. Very easy to find on the website. And, again, you're not even leaving your house or getting close to any other people, and the car process is carried through up to and including final delivery at your house.
Exactly. Well, we're here in Florida, Carl, and there's a lot of ads on TV for this type of service. I think this is very cool, and this may be the new normal for the auto industry. I mean, they are super serving their potential clients like this, and people are loving the idea. I mean, we had, you know, and there's been other businesses, as you know, that will trailer your car. You pick your car online, and they trailer it to you. I mean, you know, so all this is coming about and accelerating as a result of COVID-19.
That's exactly right. You nailed it. I mean, the ability to do a lot of this stuff's been around for a couple of years, if not longer. But the dealers, you know, they're very traditional. They like the idea of the people physically coming to the lot. This has forced the evolution into this available technology. And now that it's happened, I think both dealers and consumers are realizing, you know what, this works pretty well. So among the things that people are saying will be, you know, forever different after this, I think the awareness and use of digital car buying will be much higher going out of this.
Yeah, definitely has accelerated. Carl Brower, the executive publisher of Kelley Blue Book, is a lifelong car enthusiast. He strives to combine his passion for personal transportation with his writing skills and business acumen. Carl, how did you start, you know, Kelley Blue Book?
Well, I was very fortunate. You know, I had two older brothers who were car geeks, and that got me into the car thing long before I had my license. And then I ended up getting a job as editorial assistant at Hot Rod Magazine when I was just out of college. And literally just kind of kept working in the industry, and that was like 26 years ago. And there I am at Kelley Blue Book, one of the best brands, 100-year-old brand, almost really well known and authoritative. So I'm very fortunate.
Exactly. Who would have thunk, huh?
Yes. Not me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then your brothers are going, hey, Carl, brother, hey, where's a little bit of, you know, I mean, it was us. We got you into the biz now. And, of course, you probably reminded them of them. And answering my question.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, you're totally right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's good fun. Well, you got to tell them, say, well, it's not exactly like Facebook, but you know, it's, don't worry about it. I take care of you during your birthday and Christmas, so enjoy yourself. Carl, where can our listeners go for more information?
If they go to Kelley Blue Book's homepage, KBB.com, scroll down in the middle of the homepage, there's a big panel right there, Coronavirus, Cars, and You, and you can find all this information out.
He's the executive publisher of Kelley Blue Book. Carl Brower has been with us. Carl, good stuff here. Thank you so much for sharing. Have a great day. Be safe and well out there.
Thanks.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, you always want to choose life, okay? I mean, even the Bible poses that. It says, look, what stands before you is a choice between life and death. And right away, I mean, it doesn't give you much time to even think about the right answer. You want to choose life, all right? That is, as Dan Crenshaw would say, that's plan A. We always want to choose life because once you abandon plan A, then, you know, and you go to plan B, plan A's dead. No bueno. All right. So we want to keep on choosing life. Thank you for joining us. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got from Focus on the Family, our parenting expert, resident parenting expert and counselor, Danny Huerta. Is Danny with us now?
Yes, Bill.
Oh, there he is. Okay. You were so quiet and silent and everything. I go, okay, I'm going to. So
he's there, yeah.
Hey, yes, there he is. Knock, knock. Hey, everything's well in Colorado with the family and friends and that?
Yes, yeah, with our family, we've had some pretty good times together.
Yeah.
Spending some extra time together and having mm-hmm. to adapt and figure things out as well.
It's good that you said that because I was thinking today, knowing that you and I were going to talk, was that what kind of takeaways are you getting, you know, from this time with the family? I'm hearing some interesting feedback from people across the country, Danny, that they've really maximized this opportunity. You know, those families that were, you know, Yes, initially it was kind of tough. You had to get on top of it, but you had to realize, look, at we got to make the most of this time. And, you know, mothers, fathers that said, hey, I know nothing about schooling, you know, or teaching their kids at home, homeschooling taking place, and they're finding out the rewards of that, that, you know, they said it's fun to learn again, you know. So there's been a lot of positive takeaways. In addition to that, they're learning about their kids because, you know, with the kids at school, they're with their friends all the time. Now they're in the house. It's like, look, at family meals, time, you know, more time to, you know, talk about, you know, what's going on in little Johnny's head, and, you know, what dreams does he have, and what is Sarah over there? What is she thinking about? You know, all those things.
Yeah, we've been honing in on the skills of interpretation. You know, as a family, we've been getting to have some special times of Bible times, reading together. We've done some runs and some also some bike rides and basketball time and garden planting and all that, and schooling as well. But the interpreting of what is really happening in our world, what's happening around us, what's happening in our neighborhood, and getting to talk about those things, either on walks or others, it slowed us down enough to be able to really talk through those, and then asking the follow-up question, what are we being invited into? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of families that are struggling. A lot of jobs have been lost, and there have been a lot of deaths that we have seen in on the news, and a lot of teenagers have struggled with this season of not being with their friends, and it's created some conflict with parents on trying to keep the boundaries and say, hey, you can't see your friends right now. And it's not because you, and a lot of teens say, well, I'm not going to get sick. And I heard this with some of the friends from my kids and some of the teens that I see in my counseling practice. But it's really about a bigger picture here.
Yeah. Why are we being quarantined? It's all you old people who are vulnerable and getting sick. And now we got to, you know, we got to shelter in place. That's not fair. You know, you mentioned teens at FocusOnTheFamily.com. One of the things that are addressed there on the front page, and this is something that I've been concerned about because even President Trump brought it out that, you know, the result of this quarantine, you know, not going to work, impact that this could have psychologically, depression, you know, and we haven't heard a whole lot about, you know, teen suicide, but we know it's taking place.
It is. Yeah, it definitely has increased during this time. Anxiety, depression, and suicide has increased. And, it, you know, a lot of people think that we should be able to get through this. They see it from a temporary perspective. Not everyone sees it from that, and not everyone handles stress the same. And for some homes, there's been domestic violence and some really difficult situations where they're quarantined in that situation. And it's been a very difficult time for them. What we can do as Christians is notice around us people that are in those types of situations, kids that are having a hard time. And we have a resource called A Life to Thrive, which is actually a training for the lay person to recognize signs in another person and in a teen especially that may be considering suicide. And it takes you stage by stage on that. A Life to Thrive is what it's called. And the training takes you into 6 sessions. It's absolutely free. And it's really, we just want people to be well equipped to understand the warning signs and then how to enter confidently into conversations with those teens to help them see beyond the temporary and really see that this is, this is giving them hope and that this is, a brief time that there is a support system available to them. And so with that, I also know that certain personalities out there don't handle stress the same as well. So there are some kids in the same home that may be enjoying this time. They have distance from friends and they're good with that. And then in that exact same home, there could be another kid that is really struggling with not having social contact and may feel that they lost everything either through because a certain sport was canceled or graduation or other things, and they are really struggling emotionally. Mm-hmm. And as parents, we need to be paying attention to how each of our kids are processing it and checking in frequently with them, either on a walk or at the dinner table or whenever you can, just observing and looking at the nonverbals, but then asking them the question, are you doing okay? How's it going? And frequently asking that, and it's okay if they say, hey, I'm fine. That's good. You checked in. You tried to bridge there. Yeah. But, Bill, I'm glad you brought that up. That's an issue right now, and we need to be aware of that. Be in prayer at the very least, and that's a huge power through prayers. We unite as a body with that. And then also if you can access that training and talk to the youth around you, whether they're in your home, in your neighborhood, or at church, that would be great for adults to step into.
Yeah, this is another takeaway of the season that I am apprehending, Danny, and that is that we need to up our game on service. A lot of people that I'm talking to are really deriving a lot of fulfillment in looking outside of themselves, just like you said, and serving other people, people that, they're having a hard time handling this. Some people are wired. It's like, oh, it's just a walk in the park for them. There's other people that this is very devastating. And though, look at, ultimately, we are self-responsible. And I think that even in the process for these, for people who are having a harder time, maybe they're having their moment of saying, maybe I need to up my game. Maybe I need to be more self-responsible for myself. And, like the saying, when you get on an airplane and those, oxygen bags come down, well, then the first thing you do is you take care of yourself. Well, if you've got the wherewithal after taking care of yourself, then you take what you've learned and go help others. And we already have people within our society that have that capability. As you said, we're all wired different. Everybody's, acting differently on it. And God bless them, and God bless you for, serving. And that is a big takeaway here. But the serving doesn't stop on the other side of this transition, because we still have some tough months ahead of getting through. When you've got unemployment at the rate that it is, you have people who have, as you said, they're so identified with what they do instead of whose they are, that if they understand the difference in that concept, or begin to understand the difference in that concept, the peace and joy that will fill their very being is beyond measure. And that's what's available. And that's what, you've been about with Focus.
Yeah, one of the verses that came to mind this morning was, the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace, and that's in Romans 8:6.
Yes.
Really, we have access in our mind to the Holy Spirit, and our first freedom is our thoughts. And sometimes we get entangled in our own life and miss out on invitations within the kingdom with other people. And the shalom and the peace that we can bring into their lives. But also, sometimes we get so entangled in the news that we miss out on the peace we can bring into our own home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's through that prayer time, the Holy Spirit. That's the ultimate invitation. We can pray at any time. And, Bill, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah, I was going to say, one interesting stat that I came across was that there's one sibling clash every 10 minutes. One sibling clash every 10 minutes. And just imagine the quarantine. That's a lot of clashes
exactly. All
day long for parents to be handling. So kudos to you as you've been handling that
right. As
parents. And we want to come alongside of parents with resources all along the way.
Well, I guess what I wanted to share here was some wisdom from Abraham Lincoln. He was talking with three wise counselors, and he said, hey, look, I want you to think about this, and I'm looking for the ultimate nugget in life. What golden nugget should I hold to? Well, they went away, thought about it, and they came back, and he says, well, what do you got? He said, well, I think we've got what you're looking for, and what sums it all up, and that is that this too shall pass.
Yeah. That is correct.
I mean, let's be reminded of that this too shall pass, and that he who made the heavens and the earth is in total control of all this. And for those of you who do not quite believe that and want to believe that, then Focus on the Family has a great resource, and they will connect you with the truth that will literally set you free. Danny, how can they do that?
Yeah, go to focusonthefamily.com/parenting, focusonthefamily.com/parenting, and also look for our free streaming. Focus at Home. We have Narnia right now for free.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.